the latest from podnews.net.
We have some very exciting news. Spreaker is now an IAB certified compliant metrics platform. I know that sounds really geeky.
Rob Greenlee on the Spreaker live show 5 months ago announcing that Spreaker was IAB certified, except it wasn't, PodNews can reveal. Spreaker tells us that its platform only started using IAB certified numbers on Monday, switching to the platform also used by Voxnest's Audience Network, which achieved IAB certification in May this year. If you're a Spreaker customer, you may see significant changes to analytics this week. 60% of podcast super listeners appreciate podcast advertisers for supporting their favorite podcasts. That's according to new data revealed by Edison Research. However, podcast publishers are urged to be careful. 50% of podcast super listeners want to limit their exposure to ads, says the top line results. You can register for a webinar of the complete study through a link in our show notes and our newsletter today. Westwood One has also released highlights from their podcast download fall 2019 report. It's a useful compilation of data, including the information that female podcast listeners are spending longer with podcasts, listening 23% longer over the last 2 years. CNN has launched CNN Audio, an internal podcast production and development team. The production group reports to Courtney Coop, the VP of CNN Digital Productions. Dan Cantor, CNN's new VP of Audio Product, is leading product, technology and partnership opportunities. Sounder, the smarter way to podcast, has launched. The podcast host offers free hosting, transcription, in-audio search and analytics to help grow your audience. It also offers an audio search technology called Pinpoint Audio Search to help searching through a publisher's podcasts. AdsWiz, a digital audio advertising technology company, has launched Podscribe, a contextual ad targeting solution for podcasts. The Android app for iVoox, a popular podcast app in Spain, has been redesigned. And in Australia, broadcaster Nova Entertainment has formed a strategic podcast partnership with News Corp Australia, which owns a number of newspapers, Sky News and the majority shareholder of pay TV operator Foxtel. Acast will become host of News Corp content as a result. Lachlan Murdoch, the eldest son of Rupert Murdoch, is executive chairman of Nova Entertainment and co-chairman of News Corp. And in podcasts today, a thing we are very much enjoying, the missing crypto queen, an investigation into OneCoin, a crypto con job. And the person who fronted up the company, Dr. Ruja Ignatova, who mysteriously disappeared. It's narrated and investigated by Jamie Bartlett. And if we could recommend one podcast to you today, we'd recommend this one. So that's why we're doing that. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.